Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 81. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Mother Effin Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Who may or may not have just told you what he thought of the Ninja Turtles.
Awesome.
So it's, I don't know where I was. Cut it off there. So it's Thursday. We're podcasting.
Thursday.
Welcome.
Welcome.
You can always catch us live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, approximately, even though it's a little late now. It's only 8:18. We're not too bad. It's not that far off.
Except,
nope.
It is.
So anyway, yeah, welcome. We're going to discuss tech news of the week and whatever else we want. You know, we haven't talked about yet. Well, we have to discuss later off air, but what we're going to do, if we're going to do a recap again.
Yeah, we are.
Year's coming.
We're going
and
to.
The news is getting sparse. No, it's not, Mike.
Yeah,
just wait and see.
Just wait and see. I've got this.
So anyway, without further ado then, let's jump into it.
Give you Randy Orvis. Jumping in. Weight of the world on my shoulders. I think, should we start with like the biggest thing, I guess?
Whatever you want.
All right. That's, no, because you normally ask me.
I know.
So, all right. We'll start with a little, we're just going to skip around a little bit.
All right.
We're going to do what we do what we want here.
We
so, did you hear about Apple iPhones violating patents in the United States?
Yeah.
That happens. I don't know. Has it happened to Apple before yet?
Yeah. Well, you mean in
for
the U.S.?
Phones. Yes, in the U.S. Specifically. I feel like this is the first time it's happened in the U.S. Anyways, mobile media claims that they have three different patents that they're doing. They're ones that Sony and Nokia, that they hold. And they don't really, it was something, they weren't very specific with what they were. Unless you heard what they were for. What are you freaking out about?
Nothing.
All right. Yeah, the only thing that I saw was screen rotation. So, like, if you take your fingers and go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching live, you could see what was. But, yeah, it was something about rotating clockwise specifically. That was the only one.
Patents would say that.
And that's what patents are. I mean,
I
they
know.
Have to. They're so specific. Well, it's funny because some are very
specific
and
rectangle.
Some are general. It's true.
Did you see that Apple won a patent case today as well?
No, I missed that.
Apple and LG together actually won against some random company that was suing them over multiple phone and computer patents. I don't know what specifically they were, but they won, and apparently it was pretty huge for them because they were going to try to ban their products.
That's pretty sweet.
Or something, but it was LG and Apple together were both getting sued, which is an interesting combination because there's so much everywhere.
Right.
While we're talking about patents.
What are you doing here?
Do you want to? I have one other patent thing. Do you have any other patent stuff?
No.
In the European Union, they are voting to get a consolidated patent system. So if they ratify it, then one patent will be valid for all whatever 30-odd countries there are in the European Union. So that way, like, there wouldn't be.
So there's not 30 different.
So you have to patent in each country. It would be. Which is.
That's good.
There
should
be worldwide.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It should be a formalized.
You know what I think the weirdest part about the European Union vote is? So to get ratified, it has to have like 50%. But also, England, Germany, and France have to vote for it.
That's because, why does anybody care about France?
I think it was France. It might have been it. But it was funny. It was like England and Germany for sure. And then there was another country. I think it was France.
It's kind of funny that it's England and Germany just because of World War II. That's what makes me think of it.
But it's just funny that, like, maybe they're basically saying that they're, you guys were all part of the European Union, but we're really the only ones that matter. You guys just
like
going to do what we say.
They're the main ones that are doing, you know, they're the ones that actually
people
have
in, like,
sway.
Italy and France just like, whatever. As long as we can drink our wine.
Baguettes and
I don't. Yeah.
Ha-ha.
But I just thought that was an interesting. But I hope it works out because, like, I mean, there's been a lot of different. I know, like, with Apple and Samsung stuff and all the other patents. There's like multiple ones in Germany, and then there's some in England, and there's some, you know, and they're all over. So, but like you said, and I thought the same thing when I read it earlier, is that there should just be a. Why can't the United Nations just somehow have a patent lawyer come in and
yep.
sit at his desk and stamp things all day, I guess.
Bingo bango. Cool. So that was... And then so more with Apple news is Amazon Prime. They... Did you update your app for Prime?
Well... No, but yes.
On well, it's specific to your iPhone.
Because it wasn't on an iPhone before. It was only on the iPad.
Correct.
So I'd have to actually install it on my iPhone.
Oh, you don't have it even installed.
I have it on my iPad.
Right. Not a, that's what I'm... You don't have it installed on your phone.
Right.
So Amazon updated their app to allow Prime streaming now to the iPhone. So it's... Yeah, with having the bigger screen, I'm guessing that's what they were waiting for, really, was to have a better... screen ratio.
Right.
So that's cool.
It's funny.
I wish they had it for me.
And they don't have it for Android at all. They did recently launch, this week they launched music player service, their music cloud service for Roku.
I did hear that.
So you could check that out.
With Prime?
No. Nothing free. Hmm. You, I mean, there's like a free, you get free stuff. Anybody can get it, but with Prime, they did it for a little while, because that's how I had everything in there, but then they revoked it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, screw you guys, and I stopped using it.
Yeah, see, that's the only thing. Like, so I'm see, assuming like it'll work for any songs you've purchased from them.
And then, like, 250 songs, or yeah. whatever amount of space that equals
out to about. Do you know
how
much their space costs?
It's respectable.
I mean, I know theirs is fairly competitive.
Yeah, it's like $20 for a year for, like, 20 gigs or something.
Oh, that's
for
not...
music.
Yeah, that's not all bad.
I think. But yeah, it's not terrible.
And then... I guess we'll just go straight to it. Hey, Mike, did you get any new app last night for your phone?
Yeah, I got a couple. I get new apps all the time.
Did you get any... Did you get any worth noting?
Yeah.
Maybe one that lots of people will probably use.
Yeah, I would actually suggest anyone that has an iPhone, go get Google Maps now that it's out again.
Did you end up watching that demo video of the side-by-side? It was really cool. Like to see, like, because I've never played with Apple Maps. You know, you just hear all of the bad press and that's it.
They're not. Like, I'm sure the video made it look bad. I'm sure it picked the worst part, or was it?
No, they went to, literally, in New York, they made sure, like, where they were zoomed in, that it was the same distance, so the map was the same size.
Right.
And then they pinch-zoomed in, and, like, the amount of detail that, like, for streets on Google Maps and stuff like that was just bar none.
Yeah.
Directions were, like...
They just have so much more data that they're drawing from, and people have been using it for so long that...
Right. You ask somebody to get directions, and they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go. Like, if you're at a computer, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll check out iOS Maps right now quick. You know, you go to Google Maps.
Right. Well, and they don't have it on the computer anyway, so.
Oh, that's too bad.
Right. Well, who would use it?
Why wouldn't you? If you were in, I use Google Maps on my...
No, I use Google Maps, too.
On your PC?
Yeah.
I know. That's. I'm saying, like, why wouldn't they do that?
Because I use Google Maps. Why would I use Apple Maps? It would make sense for them because it would help get more info.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was saying it from Apple's aspect.
Yeah.
You guys are being retarded. So, anyways, they announced it. So, is it only available for 6 or is it available for iOS 6?
iOS 6 only, I think. Okay. But it's not optimized for the iPad yet. Like you could get any iPhone app on the iPad and it only zooms into 2x, but I mean, it's not like people are using a ton of it on there anyway, but they said that's coming very soon. Actually, the app is way better than it used to be. And I mean, I read a couple interesting things today, and it's kind of something I thought earlier today and kind of we talked about a little, was it's funny that, you know, Google wanted forever, or Apple wanted Google to, so they wanted them to put out these, they wanted turn-by-turn directions. That's kind of what they were going for. They wanted, you know, Google to do that for them, and they kept telling them no because they had an Android or whatever. And so that's eventually one of the reasons Apple made their own is because they wanted turn-by-turn directions built right in. And so by eliminating that, it pushed Google to make that. And, of course, since then Apple had it on their own, they had to put it in. And to make it comparable, even though it already was better anyway. Right. But
well, it's like I told.
So right. Go ahead. And on. So there's a few people, I saw a few articles today saying that this was Apple's plan all along. They're gonna, you know.
No.
Look like crap intentionally to give the consumer a better experience, which I don't believe Apple would make themselves look bad. No. But in the end, I do think that, and they put it like it's so every Thursday, the App Store updates with a new set of like what's hot right now, new apps, like this, a new splash screen for the home App Store updates every Thursday. And they have a map section, and the first one on there right now is Google Maps. So they're semi-promoting it even inside the App Store. It shot up to number one right away on the free chart anyway, but...
Like we were talking this afternoon, it's like when Google put in the turn... I mean, they said that they were very persistent in saying no turn by turn, but really they had no other choice. Like, if they wanted to have that iPhone market back, they had no other choice other than to give the Apple users what they want. And even after, like you had said, you know, I think the iOS version is better than Android right now, and it's true. Like, after seeing the demo video of it, like, there's some cool features in it that are
built in. And there's some really cool design things in there that I like just little weird things, like, because I play with a ton of apps, so, I mean, that's just, I that's download apps do. Like crazy, and I just play with, especially ones that are noted, like, and so, like, I know there's little nuances in, like, just the way apps are designed, and there's a lot of similarities in the way you move through well-designed apps now, but, like, it just had that feel of, like, I don't know, anyone that plays with it, you'll see, like, that it's just well-built, and they said an Android version update is coming.
Well, that's, and, like I had said, it's like, I mean, it makes sense.
But they've
like,
obviously been putting all their power version, right now.
Yeah, that's my version of Google Maps was way better than what Apple had
before, right.
You know, and so that, yeah, it's like they knew they needed to get this out sooner than later if they wanted, so they couldn't give Apple a chance to make what the users were looking for. So
and they also released an SDK so people can start shooting directly to Google Maps instead of having to go to Apple Maps within the iPhone, which will take a little while, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of app updates again because of it.
Yep.
I mean, but it'll happen. And there's still people that don't even know the difference. They'll just keep using Apple Maps, or like I don't even use Maps that often. Honestly, I look at it more on my computer than anything anyway, because I'll look at where I'm going to go before I go there if I don't know how to get there, as opposed to using it on the road. More than anything on the road, I'm just messing around. Not while I'm driving, but if...
Oh, sure. Nice save.
I know, right? but... I don't know. It's definitely a good app, and I would say anyone that has iOS should go get it. It's free. Why wouldn't... I mean, there are a few things that are cool in the way... And I used it to get to work today to see how the turn-by-turn worked. Like, I locked my... Because I left it, and it stays on... Like, it won't lock automatically when it's on, so that was interesting. So it stays up.
Yep.
But also, when I shut it off...
That's when you're using navigation.
Yeah, when I put my phone to sleep... Right, when I put my phone to sleep, or I just, you know, turn the screen off and set it on my lap, it was giving me push notifications before my turn, so it would pop up and then tell me which way to go, so that was nice. I mean, the Apple ones, see, it's nice because the Apple one has the option to be integrated into it, and so nothing else that in iOS is really allowed to use the back of the home screen, like when it's shut off. There's no sure. widget,
yep.
But they allow their own maps to be in the backdrop of the locked screen, so they have the advantage there.
That's right.
But it's because they're baked into the operating system, right. And they can do what they want. So, makes I mean, sense. There's probably still a few little things that Apple does better, but I
well,
mean...
Well, stuff that Google just won't be able to do.
Because they don't because have access.
Because it's a closed OS.
Right. But no, the Google Maps app is nice, and it brought back Street View, which is the huge thing a lot of people liked, which I didn't actually even look at that yet, and I'm sure it looked good in the screenshots I saw, but in general, it's a really nice app, and it allows you to sign in now too, which wasn't there before. So like it'll save searches and stuff between your Google account that if you used to have it on whatever, so that was nice as well. But all things D broke it earlier, and it did release sometime last night. I downloaded it when we got home, so overall.
Yeah, it was cool. It was, yeah, they did a legit job. So that's what I got for Apple. Do you have any other Apple news?
I have a lot of other app news.
App news? Nobody cares about that, Mike.
Go. Yahoo Mail released iOS. They actually redesigned their whole... They redesigned their Flickr app,
too.
Do you
use Yahoo Mail?
I have a Yahoo Mail account.
Do you use...
I've never checked it. I think I have a Yahoo Mail account. I don't know. Somehow
does it seem silly?
Somehow I sign into fantasy football via Yahoo.
It's funny I say this because I do know one person that uses Yahoo Mail still. Shelby.
Does she have an... Well, she has an Apple, right?
She has an iPhone.
Yeah, see, there she goes.
I'll call her out. Who uses Yahoo Mail anymore? Get a Gmail.
Well, it's funny.
Get an Outlook.
Well, it's super funny, like, at work when I get applications, like, I always want to rip on people's email addresses. Like, we get AOL email addresses, and I'm like, is that really happening? And there's a lot of, what's the one I saw, Rocket Mail recently? There's At Live, which is a Quest thing, I think. And then there's At Q. But Flickr also released a new app, which is also long been overdue, I guess. But supposedly it works very, very well. And they added filters, just like everybody else. Twitter's app on iOS updated with filters, similar to Instagram, which we all knew was coming.
Instagram updated their filters.
Instagram did update with one new filter.
And the world rejoiced.
And Facebook updated today for Android, finally rebuilt their... So they made it native and not HTML5, so it'll be 100 times faster like the time it used to suck on iOS. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear what the update was.
And then... it also updated on iOS today, rebuilt for timelines, so timelines won't take 8 hours to load anymore, so that'll be nice. I thought there was one other app. Oh, and then there was one app that was previewed today, and it was on all of the major tech sites called Mailbox, which the people that have been using it in beta for the last couple weeks all say it's finally maybe a savior for email. It's called Mailbox, which makes sense. It's supposed to launch in a couple weeks, right after the new year. They didn't specify a price, but just I'll find the video somewhere and I'll put it on our Facebook page. You can go check it out. But it does look honestly pretty cool, and it works with. It said it looked like it worked the best with Gmail, obviously, but someone better than Sparrow, since Sparrow got bought. So that's nice. Are you updating your Facebook now?
Yes.
All right, that's all the apps I got for now.
Cool story, bro. Don't tell it again. Sprint. Did you hear any news about them? Them and Clearwire?
They acquired some spectrum, did they?
Well, they had bought half of Clearwire for a buttload of money. I think they lost like $1 billion after they bought it. Well, now they are looking to buy the other 50% of them for $2.1 billion. Back in the day when Clearwire was doing awesome, back in 2007, their shares were selling for $34 a share, and now they're selling for $2.50 a share. And Sprint is offering to buy them for $2.90 a share. So them doing that, they will have a ton of more LTE spectrum to play with. So, which it only means a good thing for Sprint if they want to stay in the game, I guess. It'd be cool if somebody like T-Mobile was purchasing them.
I saw the
Just
T-Mobile
saying. I know
updated their PSA Plus today. But maybe I made that up. Anyway. Go Sprint.
So now my last tech news, I guess you could say. I guess there's not really a group these two together. So are you familiar with Oh crap, where is it? Are you familiar with NORAD?
Heard of it.
Are you familiar with NORAD Santa? The website that tracks Santa around the world so kids can keep track on where he is on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. They announced today, actually, that they will not be using Google Maps.
What are they going to use?
They're going to be using Bing.
What?
Does that seem silly?
It does seem pretty silly.
That's kind of what I thought. So, kids, at least you can be thankful that Santa's not using Apple Maps, so he will make it to your house.
Oh, that's good.
Sick burn.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Did you see that one coming?
I think you could just use the Gmail, the Google Maps app.
Anyways.
On his iPhone that we all know he has.
And then, so my last tech news for real is Google.
Suppose the last time when he was just lying.
Google again made a little announcement today. Hey guys, guess what? Actually, it was yesterday, I think. I think it was yesterday, last night.
What'd they say?
Windows 8 phones, guess what? We don't care about you. We're not building apps.
Ooh, sick burn.
I was kind of shocked by that.
Because they all just need to get their ads where they can, right?
Yep.
To get seen as many as possible.
Does that seem crazy to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it seems a little crazy, but...
I mean, you'd think that they would want, like, what just people using their products, good or bad.
Right.
But...
There's a lot of time in development for such a small market, which is the entire problem with Windows phones, is that no developers are developing for it at all. I mean, a few, but... I don't know. Doesn't really surprise me.
No. Yeah. I felt kind of bad for the Windows phone people, but then I was like, I didn't know how I could come across without ripping on, because it's going to seem like I'm directing it right at Todd.
Sorry, Todd.
Yeah, sorry, Todd. So, that's my story there. On to my non-tech related stuff. Yesterday, if you are over the age of 10, probably, I can say 10 pretty safely, chances are...
You're not listening. You are listening. If you're
you will 10. Never see another major numerical date. Yesterday was 12-12-12. Today we are 8 days away from the apocalypse. Next week will be Bleed Geek's last show. We're going to be drunk and...
Apocalypse style.
We're going to have riot punch, the shotgun loaded. We'll all be
Green
wielding
Man's
weapons.
Green Man's going to be here.
Green Man! Green Man dropping acid.
In a garbage can?
Yeah.
Pepe Sylvia's
so that was stop so by. That was interesting. The next one is not until 2101.
Whoa.
Even though there will be like...
What about next year when there's 11, 12, 13?
That's what I was just going to... Thanks, Mike. That's what I was just going to get to.
And the following year when there's 12, 13, 14. And the following year when there's 13, 14, 15.
And then nobody cares.
There's no 13th month.
Rumor has it. North Korea sent a...
I thought they had video of it.
They did, but it looked very, to me, it looked very CGI. But the United States did confirm that they did put something into orbit.
I think it's a little more than a rumor then.
Except it's out of control, and North Korea doesn't have any control over it. So it's a rogue satellite in space.
S-s-s-satellite.
A little POD there. See what you did? So,
it
was interesting because, no, I mean, usually the United States is pretty good at announcing stuff that they've seen through intelligence, saying, oh, North Korea is putting a missile onto a launch pad and they're going to be launching it. You know, they at least know usually a day before. I thought it was odd that they didn't announce anything, and then... What I thought was even more odd was the timing of the X-37B space shuttle launch, because it was hours after North Korea's launch. So, and if you're not familiar with the X-37B, it's a United States Air Force. It looks like a miniature version of the space shuttle, like Discovery, but the Air Force, this is the third time that it's been in space. The last time it was up there, first time it was up there was for like 130 some days. Second time was 400 days. And this one, they haven't announced when it will be arriving back on Earth.
It's never coming back.
But there's tons of conspiracy theorists saying that the timing of both launches was odd, and they're wondering if there's going to be something happening, like where we will take over North Korea's satellite or whatever they put up there. Nobody really knows what they put up there.
Like it's like a hacker?
Yeah. So.
Crazy.
So that was interesting. And then what else did I have? And the one thing I thought was interesting, I'd sent it to you today. There is a website called 23andme.com. It is a website where you can go there and purchase a kit. It used to be $300. But so the site is for, they send you a kit in the mail, you pay the money, they send you a kit, and they do a DNA analysis on you, and they say, you know, these are your odds of getting colon cancer. They go through everything, and it's kind of a scary test because you learn, and it's all like total probability type stuff, but it tells you a lot of stuff that you
heart
don't,
disease,
like that you don't, maybe you maybe don't want to know, like maybe ignorance is bliss type thing.
Did it have something about like finding out your complete nationality too?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it used to cost $300, and then they did a deal, I think it was 2 years ago, where it was free for a day that was sponsored by, I think Google sponsored it.
Oh, that was crazy. That would have been cool.
Yeah, and I'm pissed that I didn't know about it. But now, so it used to be $300, and now it's permanently $100 to get this kit. Thank you to a one mister. Did you see who it was?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Sergey.
Oh, nice. Oh, maybe I did see.
Yeah, he...
Sergey Brin.
Yes. So I thought that was cool. I mean, yeah. So the website is 23, the number 2, the number 3, and me.com.
So,
I'm pondering doing it. I think it would be interesting.
What I'm pondering?
What is that? Doing it? Maybe we can use our Bleed Geek funds.
That would just be kidding. Funny.
We need to get a camera.
I know. That would be crazy. So, Matt, we're going to have Matt do it, and then we're going to read the results on air. Is that fair?
Whatever.
All right. The other things I have, Trent Reznor is supposedly starting his own streaming service, similar to Pandora. We'll see what happens with that. The S3 is getting Jelly Bean soon, today, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Is it?
I think
is it really 4.2, though?
4.2.
Because it technically already has Jelly Bean, yep. Right? That's confusing.
Right.
Why did they name
Jelly
it that?
Jelly Bean's getting Jelly Bean. Wow, that is really fast.
Apple and Google are getting together to buy Kodak's patents. If you voted on the voting of Facebook, you lost and you no longer can vote on Facebook.
Can we talk about that? I forgot about that. I meant to put that on my list to talk about. Did you see what the vote counts were?
Well, everybody that voted against it, but not enough people. Well, most.
The last time I checked, it was like 600,000 people had voted to keep what the current policies were, with like 10,000 people voting against it. And Facebook said, like, they needed, I forget what the percentage was.
It was, like a third.
So it's like complete BS, though, to say like a third, because I'm sure they know what the statistics are behind, like, how many people log in on, say, like a weekly basis.
Right.
How many accounts are just complete bogus accounts out there. So.
Why don't you write Mark Zuckerberg a letter and tell him how you feel?
No, I gotta write somebody else a letter tomorrow.
So anyway. So Randy's upset, and it's all your guys' fault.
I'm not upset.
I'm blaming everybody about the Facebook voting.
I posted it and told people to vote.
I know you did.
If you didn't vote, I will find you.
That's what I'm telling you.
You need to get one of those Puff Daddy Vote or Die shirts.
No, you gotta get Liam Neeson.
I don't like
Lee on this telephone. If you ruin Batman for me, I will find you. Dropbox today acquired Audio Galaxy, streaming service. So everyone now thinks that they already do cloud stuff. Why wouldn't they get into either some sort of music matching and or cloud streaming service of music? And the last thing I had was Freedom Pop, who was giving away free internet, is now doing it in the home. You can get up to a gigabyte for free a month, which isn't hardly any internet at all. Is there anything else you want to add before we talk to Mr. Matt Fowler over there?
F him.
So, Matt Fowler's here.
We're friends, Randy.
To talk about...
We do the Apache.
Movie news. And they're both going to jump on it.
Apache, jump on it.
So...
Yeah, I'm a little late this month after...
No, you'll know, though, if you didn't tell him, but...
Skipping out last week, but...
We didn't tell him. Now you ruined it.
That's right.
Now they all know.
Well, it's not the first Thursday of the month, so...
It's the first of the
month. No, it's not.
So yeah, here we are, ready for December movie season.
Friday 13th.
Kind of getting into the... Final holiday push. As the studios try to get their big...
Big
movies out right before the Christmas time, so you get the families that are on vacation hitting up the theater that week.
Is that why? People are on
same
vacation?
Same reason that summer is the big time.
I just thought it was the big time because it was the big time.
That's that.
I wish they would just evenly space them out throughout the year.
They are, but the big ones come out at...
No, nothing comes out in February.
Times. There's movies that come out in February.
Nothing comes out in January. Not good.
Actually, January they've had past couple years.
No, February.
You get one or two.
February, I think, is crap.
He's acting like he knows what he's talking about. That's the best part.
But.
So anyway, what are these big movies, Matt?
Is it anything anybody's heard of?
Yes. This weekend, The Hobbit is opening.
What about last weekend?
There really wasn't anything last weekend. I think the only big movie that opened was... Playing for Keeps, the Gerard Butler.
Oh, G-Butts.
Hitting on, like, some soccer mom movie.
Yeah, you went and saw that, right? No, how was it?
I did not.
He went and saw it.
Maybe. But no. but yes, The Hobbit opens actually tonight at midnight. Mike and I will be going and enjoying.
That, technically, it's tomorrow.
But, well, regardless, it's opening in a few hours, and I'm excited. Early word has been very mixed.
Like, they haven't been in the right order? See what I did there?
Yeah, I do. Again, just shaking my head.
No, yeah, I've heard very in-between reviews.
But a lot of the stuff that I've read has been due to the showing it in 48 frames per second and how that kind of messes with your eyes.
And the fact sounds like excuses.
Well, it's... You think it's double the speed of a normal film. You're going from 24
so you
frames
can
per
see
second.
Everything.
And so what they're saying is that it looks almost too real, that it
is
highlights.
That a problem?
Well, the issue
the whole
that
point
people
is
are
to
saying,
make it feel real and immerse yourself
in
the experience.
In an effects-heavy movie, it now makes those special effects
obvious.
Much more obvious and in some
well,
ways
they
makes
make
them
better
look
special
cheaper.
Effects.
Well, I'm sure they're using a lot of the same techniques they used in Lord of the Rings, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll
but
make
now
them better.
It's been
10 years.
It's just making those.
How much money is behind this
flaws
movie?
Flaws a little more glaring. At least 250 mil.
They can make it better then. Well, I'm going to call Peter Jackson after we're done with this.
Give him a call. Call all New right. Zealand.
Ooh.
I'm sure
that'd
he's
be cool.
Hard at work getting the
could
next
I might?
Two. Hobbit's ready to go.
No, he's out partying because it's a release tonight. He's
it's
hoping no one
partying.
Shows up at the theater and shoots people.
Good call there, too.
He doesn't want to have to go visit Denver. That's why.
But, I mean, that's the one I've been really looking forward to.
What about?
And then next weekend, you have The Guilt Trip opening. The Seth Rogen.
I'll say the movie doesn't look... I like Seth Rogen, so it looks all right. But clever name. Clever name.
Looks
you don't
like,
think so?
Like a rental.
Rental.
Well, yeah, sure, but kudos on the name. No one else?
I'll go see it with my mom when I'm home over Christmas break.
That's clever. I get it.
What was it?
The name of the movie? Guilt Trip. Because they go on a road trip, but she guilts him into going. And that's why Matt's going to go see it with his mom, because it's about a son and a mom.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I like Seth Rogen.
Me too. He's a funny guy.
Wanna know how I know you're gay? It's Get Me Every Time. The guy that YouTube clips from For Your Virgin, and it's from one other movie.
Oh, speaking
of
what?
Anyway, it's like 6 minutes worth of Wanna Know How I Know You're Gay. It's hysterical.
When does This Is 40 come out?
That is the following weekend.
That looks the 21st. Phenomenal.
But you still have on the 19th, Wednesday the 19th, you have The Guilt Trip.
Nobody cares about
a re-release of Monsters, Inc. in 3D for the family market.
Do you want to bring your kid to see a 3D movie? How weird is that? They're going to be scared that the monsters are coming out at them. You don't think that's a problem?
It's a goofy movie.
There's a little kid that's going to touch people and they're going to die. That's not funny.
They think. It's a very funny movie. I enjoyed that one.
I know, everyone loves it.
I think it's one of the...
Mike Wazowski. Move on.
One of the really good Pixar. And also Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, no one cares about that either. I'm just kidding. It looks really good.
Initially, I was not really interested in the subject matter. It seemed kind of rushed. But it's been getting really good reviews.
Well, it seems like it's topping like
a lot
huge...
of best of lists.
I feel like it's a... They reach back really far in the movie. Like, it's like... 10 years worth of story building up to catching. It's about getting Osama bin Laden. Spoiler alert: they get him. But
if you were living in a cave,
then they probably got you too. See what I did there?
I did. That was good. I feel like I set you up pretty well.
You did.
So yeah, I'm.
So, but I'm
the previous suddenly quite interested in it.
Speaking of previews, there have been a ton of previews come
we'll
out this
to that.
Week.
We'll get to it. We'll finish this up. Then the following weekend, we have This Is 40, which Mike was looking forward to.
Boom.
As well as Jack Reacher, which is another one.
Which Randy's looking forward
to.
That
I was kind of on the fence with.
I am.
And it's been another one that's been getting good
reviews.
Early reviews.
Which Tom Cruise. Was it at, I know, which movie was it?
Lincoln.
Was it at Batman that they had the first preview?
Yeah.
And people were like, boo, that looks ridiculous. And it's like...
The previews have gotten better, actually.
Are you kidding? Like, I was sold on the first previews. I'm like, that looks
I'll watch Tom Cruise walk around and shoot people for 2 hours.
Seriously.
I think
what do you expect?
People still look at Tom Cruise...
That he's... Because he's serious?
Like, Mission Impossible. He's going to jump on your couch?
Yeah, I mean, most people...
He's
going to
jump on your couch.
I talk to a lot of people nowadays...
He can hang out on my couch.
He's going to bring...
Scientology stuff.
He's going to get your biometrics recorded. He's going to introduce you to L. Ron Hubbard.
That's cool.
You're going to go sit in the
I'm
closet.
I'm interested.
Now I'm trapped in the closet.
I'm just kidding. No, Ron Hubbard's dead. Who are we fooling?
But
the aliens are coming.
But yeah, I think there is a large part of the population that still looks at Tom Cruise and like, oh, I don't like that guy. But meanwhile, he still makes solid movies.
He's trying to force Katie Holmes into Scientology.
Take a look at Mission Impossible 4 from last year.
Was that good? I didn't see it.
It was phenomenal.
Ghost Recall? Recon?
Ghost Protocol.
Protocol?
I'll have to come over and watch it sometime. I really like that movie. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Jack Reacher now.
You know what movie I really like?
Lincoln.
It was a good movie.
Got your back.
Knocked Up.
That was a good movie.
You know what would be exciting? Is if they did a movie that took place 5 years later and called it This Is 40.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
they did.
Are.
And
moving
then
on.
The month rounds out with on Christmas, you have Parental Guidance, the Billy Crystal.
That's not what I was expecting.
Nobody
movie.
Cares.
No.
Les Mis.
Nobody cares about that either.
Nobody cares.
Everybody cares about that. That's going to be the biggest movie ever.
And then
and
there
I'm
was some other one
it.
That, you know.
There's some other movie that didn't really matter. I think it had Jamie Foxx in it or something. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Freaking Django Unchained. I'll say it. Can't wait. Me and Mike, we're going to the midnight show on Christmas Eve.
Boom.
We'll drive to White Bear if we have to.
Yeah. Which is funny, because... You know,
but we'll be up there, but we have to drive all the way down here. It's like, hey...
You want
to
come with?
I'll be in New York, man.
No, Pennsylvania.
I guess I'm going to be in fucking Pennsylvania. Again, we're going to drive there. Maybe like 3 days early.
you guys.
That looks good.
That looks friggin' awesome. Especially the when I went and saw Lincoln, they had even more trailer footage that I've never seen. And
did
it
you like
looks
Lincoln?
Yes. It was too long, I thought. Like, it was a 3-hour movie.
How many popcorn buckets would you give it? Well, seeing as how I ate 7 while I was there, because the
movie
went on forever.
I'd probably give it 4.5.
Yeah.
Like, they did a phenomenal job with it. Like, without having action in it, like, I'm not typically, that kind of movie doesn't really typically interest me, but it was, they had me sucked in. Tommy Lee Jones, his character was freaking hysterical. Like, that's, and it wasn't meant to be, he just came across as just awesome. So, did you see that they announced the Golden Globe nominations?
Yep.
And Lincoln is in, like, 3/4 of the categories.
Which is not surprising.
Do you know that they had 4 kids and only one of them lived past 18? Even the boy that was the young boy in the movie, he died at 18. The only one that lived was
Robert.
Well, I
said prove it.
Could go to the...
Yeah, I can make up stuff, too. Hey, guess what?
What?
My great-great-great-great-great-grandpa had, like, 11 kids.
That
could have
happened.
None of them made it.
The last descendant of Lincoln died in 1985. His great-great-great-grandson. And he didn't have
any
kids.
So there's no other Lincolns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's probably Lincolns, but no.
No, I mean, that are
right.
Lincolns.
Direct. After the movie,
crazy.
I was looking up
do
a lot of stuff.
Ever,
do
you
I
think
do.
His great-great-great, what is it, cousin, nephew? Son?
Grandson?
Maybe they would have, like, saved some of his sperm for, like, a donor or something. Be like, we're keeping the legacy going.
Well, like, Robert, so the one that was played by
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt, was, like, he was a politician. He was, like...
How awesome is he?
He worked for, like, 4 presidents after Lincoln. Like, he worked in the cabinet and stuff.
Can I just say how awesome of an actor he is?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet.
Like, he...
You gotta see Looper still.
He just doesn't think
about Looper on that site too. Oh.
He just doesn't get enough credit. I don't think. Like, he seems like very average actor.
I feel like he's getting the credit.
Yeah, he's definitely on the verge of
this,
becoming
now
really big.
He is.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, this year was huge.
Right,
for him.
That this year, but it's like prior to that, he came across as just a very
he's in Rock from the Sun.
Yeah. He's in lots of movies, but he's it's him again. You know,
he's just kind of goofy.
But he's just he's fantastic.
50-50 was really good.
Yep.
That bike movie that I never saw was really good.
Premium Rush.
I never saw it. How would I know it was really good?
I'll Redbox it. But yes, then you were talking about trailers.
So many trailers came out this week.
I know. We'll start with probably the biggest of them, Man of Steel.
You think that's the biggest? Star Trek 2 as well. That was kind of last week technically. But anyway, Man of Steel.
That trailer is
full-length
phenomenal.
Trailer.
I'm just hoping it's not a case where, like, the trailer is better than the movie.
Was it only, like, a part... Or was the Star Trek one was only partial, and then the full trailer is going to be at The Hobbit, right?
Well, the thing that was going to be, if you saw The Hobbit, it's select IMAXs. They were showing 9 minutes from the movie.
Well, that's crazy.
Kind of like last year with Mission Impossible, they did the Dark Knight preview on IMAX.
Really? But anyway, Man of Steel looks awesome. Did you watch the trailer?
Nope.
It's a very good trailer.
Good.
That's a movie that I was already looking forward to.
Zack Snyder.
He's got the comic book knowledge and the love of the material. Then you add in the fact that you got Christopher Nolan working on it.
Syncope.
David Goyer working on it. You know, so it's got the.
I was kind of wondering how the cast was going to work, but looking at the trailers, it looks like they did a really good job. Like, it's weird to see
Kevin Costner.
No, not even him.
Diane Lane.
No, the other guy that's his real dad. Master and Commander.
Yeah, why am I Russell Crowe?
There you go. Master and Commander.
That was a good movie.
I've never seen it.
I can lend that one to you too.
Okay. Is it long?
Yeah.
Like 7 hours or something?
No.
It's not 7 hours. Like, you just made that up. But, you're right, I did.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. You also had the new G.I. Joe trailer.
I saw that came out. I didn't watch it.
With more Channing Tatum.
I love how, like, all the main people are in the background, and, like, Bruce Willis is right on the cover of, like, the poster that they kind of have for it. It's, like, Bruce Willis. Then there's, like, The Rock, and then it's, like, every other character that's actually in the movie. I mean, these guys are in the movie, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, what are you playing to there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm very interested in it Bruce now Willis. For the fact that they pulled it to see...
Because it was so bad?
Well, there was some speculation at that. The they trailer said it was looks to really make good. It...
Some solid
to
dubstep.
Switch it to 3D. But the other one that I was hearing was that they killed off Channing Tatum's character really early in the movie.
And then he got popular.
And then he had 21 Jump Street this year. And suddenly they're like, oh, maybe he is marketable, so we want to have him in there. So if you watch the new trailer, suddenly it's got a little more of him in it. So it'll be interesting to kind of find out what they did to the movie. What did they tweak?
Or what didn't they do?
And then another one that I'm really excited for, the new Guillermo del Toro movie, Pacific Rim.
I watched that one last night. Looked pretty awesome. Have you watched that one? No.
Giant Godzilla monsters fighting giant robots.
I like how there's, like, no real actors in it. I mean, there's actors, but nobody that you know at all.
Idris Elba.
But what is he in?
He's just in Prometheus. He was in the excellent BBC show Luther.
Nobody watches the BBC.
I'm going to disagree with that one, but
no, it's definitely
there's a
true.
Whole nation that watches the BBC.
Yeah.
It's called England. Over in...
And you know what we do? We throw their tea in the ocean.
Do we still do that?
And we fart in their general direction.
And we blame Canada.
He's a French guy doing that to him, not an American.
Well, that's... then they move to America because that's what everybody does.
Bingo bango.
But I really... think Pacific Rim looks really good.
You know what's weird to me? What's that guy's name? The director?
Guillermo del Toro.
That guy's crazy.
That guy's phenomenal. Pan's Labyrinth. Excellent.
Shut up.
What? Have you seen Pan's Labyrinth?
The new one? I'm just kidding. There's not a new one. Yes, I've seen Pan's Labyrinth.
Are you telling me that's not a good movie?
It's all right.
I would argue that one. I think it's fantastic.
You think
a lot of movies are fantastic, though.
You think people watch the BBC, all right?
I watch BBC America.
I don't even know if that's a real station. Is that number 11? We can't all have fancy cable boxes.
But Guillermo del Toro also did both Hellboy movies, which were really good.
Both what movies?
Hellboy.
Oh, I thought you said Cowboy. I was like, what? No. You gotta be a little more specific.
And he's a executive producer on The Hobbit because there was a long
time. They're like
time
best
when,
friends.
Well, he was originally going to direct it.
Yeah, they were.
And then while it was sitting around in limbo because of MGM's financial issues,
Peter Jackson said, it must be mine.
I think it was more Guillermo del Toro was just like, I can't sit around and do this forever.
You're saying that name a lot.
It's a good name. It's
just
fun
saying
to say.
It pretty well. I didn't want to give it
say
a
it,
shot.
Say it, Andy. Enjoy it.
No, I don't care about it, though.
Guillermo del Toro.
What other trailer came out? Was there another one? Star Trek. Which looked pretty good. Obviously, it's Khan, right? No?
No, it's got a he's got a different name. I forgot what they said.
Is it Khan's dad?
But they're still thinking that somehow it's going to be Khan.
Is it Khan's dad?
No, it's some, like, Starfleet member.
Is
that
his brother? Khan's brother?
I don't know. I don't know enough of
I don't know
Star Trek
Star
lore.
Trek, I hate Star Trek.
Did you hate the new one?
No. But... You know, that's what you got to represent for Star Wars.
How about
Wars.
First Contact?
You gotta represent
that was a good
for
one.
Star Wars and hate Star Trek.
Why?
Because that's what you do.
You enjoy both.
No.
Star Trek First Contact.
That's
is
like
a good
that's
movie.
Why. Why do you think he's always
the line must be drawn here?
He's always hating on Apple because that's just how it is. That's why I can't like Star Trek. It's just how it is.
What if it's done well though?
Hey, you're arguing.
I am.
Then I'll say
that's it.
Then I'll make fun of him. And I'll say yeah.
You're off.
Good job, Star Trek. Right?
Enjoy both. Nope. You've been turned off. We're done. We're done listening to you.
Your mic. Ta-da!
So anyway.
Foiled.
There's a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
No, I did like the new Star Trek. It was good. I like Skylar.
Zachary Quinto?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. He kills people.
And then this is also just a fun time of year for me because I get to sit back and enjoy all my Christmas movies. Do any of you have a favorite Christmas movie? Like a movie you watch every year around this
Zombieland.
Time?
Zombieland.
For Christmas?
Yep.
I watched that one around Halloween.
I got it for Christmas, so it became a classic for me. I got burnt out with all the Christmas movies, I guess. So there's not. I enjoy Elf. I don't own it, but it's a funny movie. It's not one of those things where I need to watch Christmas movies. I like Christmas music though. I finally started enjoying Christmas music again. Retail ruined it for me for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
My favorite holiday movie is The Empire Strikes Back. Because of the snow.
Hoth, yeah. I would have to go with the Alistair Sim version of A Christmas Carol. Watch it in black and white, though. You can't watch the colorized version.
I like all the claymation ones.
Specials, Rudolph. Yeah.
Frosty. Santa Claus animated, is coming though. To town.
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Huh?
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
What about The Santa Claus?
The first one is watchable. Wait, beyond that.
What about
The Grinch?
Fred Claus.
It was all right.
What about Arthur Claus?
I have not seen.
That's Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas. I would Redbox it.
What about the original Grinch? The cartoon.
What about Mike Myers? Is he did it? No, Jim Carrey. Mike Myers.
No, I said Mike the cartoon. Myers
did The Cat in the Hat. Jim Carrey was the Grinch.
Oh, I said the cartoon. I know. I'm not referring to the Jim
what
Carrey
about
version.
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Ooh, those are classics.
I just got Danny that for her birthday. Home Alone 2.
Those are. I have not seen those in a long time.
We watched it the other night.
I'm a big fan of those.
Buzz, I'm in your Christmas room. Vacation. You better come pound me. We never got into the National Lampoons. The only thing that I remember bits and pieces from it. One of my favorite parts was the saucer waxing it and shoots down the hill.
What about Return of the Jedi? Those Ewoks love Christmas.
I thought it was the Wookiees that love
The holiday Life special. Day. Yeah. Life Day.
That is an awful piece of shit.
You know, it is what it is. Oh, it's
which
9
is
o'clock.
An awful piece of shit. The entire special is basically in Wookiee.
And thank you for listening this week.
What was that?
That's my terrible Wookiee.
I turned him off again.
Good.
I turned that one off too. I'm
sure you picked me up somehow.
Anyways,
yeah.
Thanks for listening to Bleed Geek. Mike and Matt are going to be heading out to. Are you going to White Bear? Oh, you're going over to the free popcorn, the cheap popcorn.
Cheap popcorn.
And it was only $5 for the tickets.
Cheap ticket, too.
Oh, yeah, that's because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
That's so funny. No, it's awesome.
I think it was more.
It's Thursday in the middle of the day. $5.
Everyone was kind of like, oh, now we got the AMC Roseville. We got to go there. It's new and slick.
What do you mean it's new? I feel like it's been there for like 10 years.
It's been
years.
There for a long time.
For a few years now, but that's when.
It's like 10 years.
That's when Windsong really got.
When did it open?
Anyways. They're going to see The Hobbit tonight, so maybe you could go over there and throw stuff at them. Be like, hey, fuckers!
Aim for
go
Matt,
be a geek!
Why would you throw stuff at us if you miss
them? I would.
That's because you're a dick.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Sick burns.
I'm going to play some Knife or Banana.
That's right.
Anyway, that's our show for this week. For real this time, you can always find us on Facebook at bleedgeek.com.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Type it into your favorite search engine, see what happens. Pick your poison.
I haven't searched us in a long time.
Go to Bing and see what happens.
Go to Google.
Go to Bing. I've never even entered this in my computer before. Is that what it is? Bing.com?
I've submitted it to Bing.
Oh, did you know you can personalize Bing with Facebook?
Yep.
No thanks.
My mom uses Bing. We've talked about that. She likes the backgrounds. They do have nice backgrounds.
Oh, look at this. It's like a little hole in the wall.
On the new Win 8 phones.
Bleedgeek.com, Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
How about the Tumblr, though?
Bleedgeek.com/tag/android. iBleedgeek.tumblr.com.
That son of a bitch is still ahead of us.
iBleedgeek.com. Twitter.com/bleedgeek.
That's the guy. That's
the point after attempt.
Oh, nobody cares
and then
about
me, iBleedGeek.com again. Who is that guy?
I know. And he doesn't even do anything. anything on his site.
Mike, if you have $30,000 or $50,000 sitting around...
We're getting a TriCaster!
He could own Luke's stunt lightsaber from Return of the Jedi.
So you could find us at Facebook.
Why would you ever want that garbage?
You can find us on... I'm turning them both down. You can find us on Twitter, at BleedGeek. You could follow us on Tumblr, bleedgeek.tumblr.com. There's other places. You could email us, fans@bleedgeek.com.
That's true.
You could... You
can call us.
At?
Give me $100,000
so I could own 4-6-7-9-4-5-5-3-7. 3-3-5-7.
You always do the same numbers
wrong. That's okay. Now it's embedded in your head that way. Yep. That's why.
That's okay.
You can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at 4-0-6-7-9-4-3-3-5-7.
Or at the Crandall.
Or at the Crandall.
And Fowler's at FowlerFF.
And he's been tweeting. So
and he is that because...
He did tweet last night.
It's true. It was funny.
Of the reason.
Haji!
That's really loud.
That was really loud.
So, as always, we thank you for listening.
If we don't catch you guys next week, have a Merry Christmas.
Why don't we catch them next week?
No, I'm saying if they're gone, because a lot of people will be traveling for the holiday season.
Yeah, come back for, you know, the Armageddon party. That'd be fun.
Yep, me and Mike. We'll be drinking it up. Maybe I'll talk to the neighbor down the hall. What does that even mean? And with that, we're signing out. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening. I am Mike Girl.
I am Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
The apocalypse is coming. Grab your guns.
Have a good night.